building support for yourself, ideas for mothers. Every mother needs good support. Mothering is not a job to do by yourself, although you find that day by day you're spending a lot of time alone with your baby. Almost every paid job in society is done as part of a team. If you deliver the mail, you teach in a school, you work at a restaurant, you manage an office, you usually have a team to work with. You have people to talk to about your work. You have meetings to coordinate your work. You have someone designated to help you when unexpected problems arise. You need this kind of community to keep you refreshed and energetic as a mother, too. It's not brave to parent in isolation. Parenting all by yourself isn't something to strive for, just like cooking for 400 people all by yourself isn't something to strive for. Mothers need others. I'm going to say that again. Mothers need others. Sometimes a mother can count on her own parents or other relatives as part of a loving community. Her relatives think well of her. Her relatives don't criticize her. They stay in touch, they provide good humor, and they step in to help when times get hard. But you're in the majority if you don't have a ready-made community to help you thrive in the work of mothering. In today's world, so many parents live so far, far from their families, and even far from their homelands. It's hard on us to be separated from our loved ones, and most of us never dreamed that we would have to build our own communities. But we do. So how do you build support as a new mother? Here are some ideas tried and tested by many mothers before you. They may not be ideas that you've tried before, but trying these new things will be much more interesting than staying at home, feeling more and more isolated, and wondering how nurturing a baby can feel so sweet and at the same time so hard. 1. Notice where mothers gather. Go there. Start conversations. Most of the mothers you'll see there are hungry for connections with other moms, too. They might be trying to look like they're just fine and don't need anyone to talk with. But don't let that slow you down. We've all been taught that we're supposed to be self-sufficient in this society. But inside, I think every parent longs to talk and connect. 2. When you start a conversation, listen as much as you talk. Talk about the things you enjoy as much as you talk about things that are difficult. Notice what you like about another mother's child or children, and let her know what you notice. On days when your feelings are tender, this will be difficult, but the effort will help you climb out of your isolation, and it will help the mother you're talking to feel better about herself. And if you're making an effort to notice what's good, your eyes will shine, your voice will warm, and those things make it easier for others to lean toward you, to want to connect again. Friendships are forged when the focus is on the positive, but the talk about the hard parts is honest. Friendships are forged when each friend really listens to the other. Friendships are forged when people are both warm and respectful. Friendships are forged when people can laugh together. 3. See if there's a new mom support group in your area. Support groups are a great place to talk honestly about the joys and challenges you face with other moms who will understand. Many mothers forge lifetime friendships in support groups because people there talk about the things that really matter to them, and people begin to feel like they belong in an important way to that group. You can find a support group by asking your pediatrician, your local information and referral agency, your local clinic or hospital, or community center. In San Mateo County, call 1-888-840-0889 for the times and locations of parent support groups that are free and easily available. For other counties, go to the internet and Google parent support group and the name of your city or county, and some resources will pop up for you. Our fourth idea is to begin a listening partnership. Find someone you like and respect. Ask them if they'd be willing to set aside some time to exchange listening and not to give advice. So when you get together, then listen with your whole heart. Don't jiggle your leg. Don't sip your tea. Don't tap your toe. Each of you is going to listen. And perhaps the most important thing about this listening time is that the things that you hear, the feelings that the other person expresses or the thoughts that they have, Don't go any farther than the four walls of the cozy place that you've picked to be in. You can listen very, very carefully to someone else and absorb everything they tell you, but don't tell their story anywhere else, and ask them not to tell your story anywhere else either. And that makes it safe for both of you to really say what's on your minds without worry about who's going to hear your most unguarded thoughts. If while talking one of you begins to laugh or begins to cry, that's excellent. That means that your mind is unloading tension. Your mind has decided that this is a good time to make your emotional load lighter. It doesn't feel good to remember hard things and to cry, but you won't be alone. Your listener will be there, learning to care about you and what's happened to you in your life. And the crying or the laughter will begin to heal the moments in your life that were not what you wanted or what you needed. When the agreed-upon time is up, the listener says, "Okay, that's time for now." Then you wrap up your story for the time being. Sometimes telling something you're looking forward to helps you get your mind away from your story and ready to listen to the other person or ready to go home. Many mothers have found that setting up this kind of personal support system, a time to be listened to and a time to listen once a week, helps them to feel much better about the job they're doing, and it helps them to feel the caring of others more easily. When you're caring for children, you need to be able to feel the caring of others. That's what nourishes you so you can keep on with the intense work of mothering. If you want a booklet that will help you learn more about setting up a listening partnership, you can call Hand in Hand, our organization, at 650-322-5323. I'll give you a little example of one mother I remember who really used a listening partnership very well. I remember listening to her, and the first thing she wanted to talk about was the very first new baby visit that she took her child to. And it was with the pediatrician. It was the first time she was meeting this pediatrician, and the pediatrician said, "Oh, what's the name of your baby?" And she told the pediatrician the name of her child, and he said, "Oh, that's an awful name." And she felt so insulted and so taken aback and so disrespected by that comment that she didn't actually know what to say to this doctor. She had always been respectful of doctors and wasn't about to speak up at that moment, but she left feeling devastated that this doctor had totally disapproved of the name she'd given her child. And it was the very first thing she wanted to talk to me about. And you know, after she'd told the story, I just said, "You know, what would you like to have said to that doctor?" And she launched into, I think it was, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes of really heated response that she just was too shocked to give at the time. But she cried really hard. She stomped her foot. You know, she pounded her fist. She got very, very vehemently angry with this man and sticking up for her baby and sticking up for herself and saying that it was a beautiful name for a child and don't you dare diss me like that. And she was a champ, and she felt so much better after she'd done this. She laughed really, really hard before we were finished, going, "Wow, I didn't know all that was in there, you know." And this wasn't something that she was going to go do to the doctor in person, because what good would that do? He probably didn't even remember that he had said that. And it was 3 months later anyway, but it was the very first thing that came to mind. It had settled in like a big insult, and it was really in her way of feeling good about herself as a mom. And I was so proud of her for sticking up for herself and being so fiery on her own behalf and on her baby's behalf. And she went away from that listening partnership feeling like a million bucks. She just felt really good about herself. And because although she'd been caught, you know, having no idea how to respond, she had responded appropriately and safely, and no one got hurt and no one's feelings were bruised, and she didn't ruin any relationships. She just got that off her chest, and I was delighted to help her. She was quite an inspiration. So that's what a listening partnership can do. That's the kind of little thing. It's a little thing. It's not, you know, it's like nobody died, but her self-respect was dented by the doctor and then by the fact that she hadn't stood up for her child. And that listening partnership got her kind of back and feeling very fit as a mother again. So you need to know that you're doing a vital job every minute that you spend with your child or your children. You're the sun and the moon and the stars in your children's eyes. And your love is what they grow on. So finding people who can love and respect you, who can listen to your thoughts and understand your feelings, is very, very important. What's poured into you will pour even more beautifully into your children. So thank you for listening, and thank you for all the good efforts you put towards parenting.